Sing that again. Great is the Lord.
Great is the Lord God Almighty. Great is the Lord Almighty. The train of His robe fills the temple, and we cry. Lift up your hands, open the doors, let the King of Glory come in, and forever be our God. Lift up your hands, open the doors, let the King of Glory come in, and forever be our God.
Holy is the Lord.
Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy is the Lord on high. Let all the earth bow before You and crown You Lord of all.
Sing, we crown You.
The glorious Son.
To the Son.
To the Son. The glorious Son.
To the Son.
To the Son.
Here we go.
The glorious Son. Lift up your heads. Open the doors. Let the King of Glory come. Lift up your hands, open your doors, let the King of Glory come in, and forever be our God.
Sing it out, lift up.
Lift up your hands, open your doors, let the King of Glory come in.
Lift up.
Lift up your heads. Open the doors. Let the King of Glory come in. And forever be our God.
And forever.
And forever be our God.
And forever be.
Thank you. See shake before him, the demons run and flee. At the mention of the name, King of Majesty, there is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I Am. 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 The great I Am.
Splendor.
The splendor of the King, all the majesty, and all the earth rejoices, all the earth rejoices. He wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to hide.
sing how great. Lift up his name, name above all names.
You're the name above all names. And you are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. Our God, sing with me how great is our God, and I will see how great,
and all will see how great.
God, we thank you so much for who you are, and thank you for how great you are, that no matter what it is that we have on our hearts, no matter what it is that we're dealing with, that we know that we can trust it to you, and that you'll never let us down, and you are a great God, and we give you thanks for that today. Thank you for everything that you are to us, and to the millions of people that have gone before us who have trusted you with their hearts and with their lives. And we thank you for the many more that will come. And thank you that here in the eternal now that we can trust you with your greatness and lay all of our cares and burdens at your feet and live lives of righteousness and lives of repentance because of who you are. And with that, God, we come before you today with our prayers and concerns. God, we know that though there is a list here before us of prayer concerns here at Zion, we know that there's many more that are hidden in people's hearts, that are things that are burdening them and that no one else knows about. And we, as we come, let each and every one of us bring all of those things as we pray. And God, we just pray for Mary Bell. As Steve met with her yesterday, she was very conversant and awake and alert. Just pray that you'd be with her. And thank you so much for her trust in you, and that your name is always on her lips, even as her life here on earth draws to an end. We pray for the Davis family, for Brian, as his health, he's trusting you with his health. Just pray that they would find, the family and Brian would find their peace in you as they go forward. Pray for Kelly Carr as she is at this moment home on bed rest. Thank you that Bob is with us this morning. Thank you that she's made it to week 29 on the way to week 32, which is the kind of the goal that they've had in mind during this pregnancy with bed rest. Just pray that you'd be with Kelly and baby and Bob as they await the coming of this child. We pray for Charlie Eshelman, who right now is in the hospital having had hip replacement surgery. Just pray that you'd be with him and Betty as he heals. And God, we also pray for Tiffany Nunez. Most often we pray for her in light of missions, but today we're praying for her emergency appendectomy recovery and for her upcoming wedding on August 12th. Just pray that she would recover quickly, and just pray for her wedding that all would go well. And God, we pray for the family of Jonathan Claudie, the co-worker of Ed Bachman's, who we've been praying for quite some time now, who just passed away from cancer on July 13th. Just pray that you'd be with him and his family, be with the Bachman's as they process this. And we pray also for the McElhaneys as they await a baby in August on the 12th. Just pray that you'd be with them, be with mother and child. Pray for health. And God, we thank you also for the way that our church is involved in worldwide missions. Pray for Deanne Zimmerman. Thank you that she's been with us a few times the last couple weeks. Just pray with her ongoing ministry in Thailand. Pray that the visa issue would be solved, that the government would relax their requirements, that she would be able to continue teaching. Pray for Mark and Kristen as they are ministering in Peru and will be home soon on furlough. Just pray that you would help them to finish well. And pray for Janelle Diener as she continues to minister in Alaska with Chris Burns in Upward Adventures. Just pray that you'd be with her as she ministers there. And God, we give you all of these things. We thank you for who you are, and thank you that we can entrust these concerns and prayers to you. And you are a good God, and you hear our prayers. And you hold our tears in your hand, and we know that we can trust you. And in that, and in your name, we pray. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to see everyone and all of the visitors that we have today, some of whom I'm not acquainted with and others that I am. It's good to be here. It's good to see Ray and Kay here. Good to see you guys. And with that, I'm going to go into the announcements here. Right away. We do have some guests with us today, which I'm going to introduce a little further this morning. This is my brother Daryl and his wife Miriam, their daughters Emma and Clara. They serve as missionaries in Halle, Germany, and so we're going to be hearing from them this morning. One of the announcements, men's breakfast will be this Friday for all of you who can attend. I plan on being there. And it's a good time for all the men in the church to get together and talk and have some good breakfast. Mike Shirley is still looking for painters for the church. He and Dale and Roger did a great job on the garage out there, which we can all see. And I don't know if you saw the storm windows detached from the windows outside. That's because we're planning on painting those big windows there, one of which I think is already done. So if you could help do that, there's sign-up sheets back on the table. It's kind of like a calendar format. If you can just write in the time that you could come help, and Mike can make sure that all of the supplies and everything are there for you. Also, mark off in your calendar church picnic on August 13th. And I'm told that Mark Cody is going to be bringing the message that morning in the park. So we're looking forward to that. They'll be home by then for their extended furlough. Also there's VBS announcement, and Rebecca, if you could come up and go ahead and give the announcement.
All right. Well, VBS kicks off tonight, and we've been getting everything ready. I did want to let you know, we do have t-shirts coming this year. So if you're interested in getting a t-shirt, we do need to have all the orders in by tonight, after tonight's VBS, so we can let the company know how many we need. So there are yellow t-shirt order forms on the back table there. There's also a picture with what the t-shirt is going to look like this year, if you're interested in seeing that. So it's $10 a t-shirt and just your basic order form. If you want to fill that out today and put it in the offering plate, or you could also hand it to Erica or Ashley. So I think Ashley's in nursery. but Erica should be in here. So anyway, those are back there. And we have about almost 60 kids registered. So that's really exciting. A lot of the same families that come back year after year and some new ones. So that's great. And we also have our youth program, which we're going to be starting this year. And we have, I think we have 9 kids ages 12 and up, which is really, really exciting. So we were hoping, when we first talked about the idea, we're like, well, I think there's 2 kids we know of who could be in it. So let's see if we can at least get 2 or 3 to make a go of it. And we have 9. So pretty exciting stuff. So anyway, we really appreciate your prayers this week. It should be a really, really exciting week. You'll see there's some wanted posters posted around the church of a familiar face.
All right. So I believe that's all the announcements at this time. So as I was saying, my brother is here this morning. I'm going to give a little bit more of an intro here to him. We're going to have a VBS commissioning for all of the people that are involved in VBS. We're going to commission them today. And then after that, Steve will take over, and Daryl and Miriam will come up here and share with you guys a little bit. This year in our when we set our budget this year, we were looking to find ways that we could give missionally. And so there was some extra money in the budget, and we decided to, we were looking for ways to give, and one of the ways we decided to give was towards Daryl and Miriam's ministry in Germany. Supporting my brother is something I've longed to do for a long time, and I'm very glad to be able to do that. Daryl was here in Millersville for probably five or six years as a Millersville student. And he was also, I don't know if you call it like a house parent or something at the International House. He worked at the International House for a while. So I came and visited Millersville many times, a few times to visit him before I ever knew the Cody family or Mary. And I remember one of the last few times that I visited Daryl here in Millersville, I remember he was online buying tickets for Germany. And that is when he went. I think he went there on a short-term trip, and he felt God stirring in him to go back. And of course, he can probably talk about this more than I can. But so he's been in Germany since I think 2001, and so I then traveled there to visit him once, and then another time I traveled there for his wedding to Miriam, his marriage to Miriam. So I'm very glad to have him here today. So we're looking forward to hearing from you. We wanted, as a leadership team, we wanted to have Daryl and Miriam here just so you guys could get to know him, because of your faithful giving and support to the church, we are able to support them. So we wanted you guys to get to know them. So yeah, and I'll let Daryl introduce himself a little more in a few minutes. But at this time, we're going to have VBS commissioning.
It's ironic. Am I on here? It's ironic that actually Daryl is the first weaver that I ever knew from that family, because he was active in the late 90s at UCF. And some of you that have been here a while remember that we had about 2 or 3 sunrise services up behind Pusillo Gym with UCF. How many remember those? You got up early. We believe that sunrise should be at sunrise. You know, I don't know why people have sunrise services at 8:30 or 9 in the morning. And Daryl was on the planning committee with Pastor Dwayne Metzler that sat over here in our parish house, and we planned that. So when I got to meet the rest of the Weaver family after Mary and Matt met each other, I already knew Daryl. So that was kind of a neat thing. And so I'm excited about that. And they were also here for the wedding. It's Daryl and Matt's brother, Andrew, who was married. And I did the wedding out in Wyoming last Saturday, and a week ago Saturday. And it was a great time. I wore a cowboy hat, blue jeans, cowboy boots that were a size and a half too small. And even though Elizabeth and Lainey asked me to dance, I did agree, but not for very long. It was a great time. Wyoming's beautiful. Yeah. There are some incriminating photographs. We want to commission our Bible school staff. Our Bible school has grown through the years. We're calling it Father's Forest because our hope is that this monthly thing we do downstairs in the area we now call Father's Forest, and that's been all remodeled, that we could have an outreach throughout the year. We do a quarterly ministry, and that could grow downstairs. So we're calling it Father's Forest. The upside-down kingdom is Bible school. So why don't we have everybody who is doing anything that can be preparing food, helping park cars, anybody who's on the Bible school staff, please come on up. We'd like to commission you. Maybe Timothy and Matt could join. Timothy and Matt, I think I'll actually have them stand out here, and I'll do the commissioning because they're very actively part of the staff. So come on up, Bible school. There won't be too many seats left out there because a lot of people are involved in this. It's a great ministry, but we want it to be anointed in the Spirit of God and to be a wonderful experience for everybody who comes. Why don't you guys face out? That's a good idea, Timothy. You can see who these people are. There is a setup upstairs. If you, by the way, just so you know, the opening part of Bible school each week is open for anybody to come. Charlie Eshelman is trying to schedule an ambulance to bring him because he's never missed it, and he just loves it. So we promised we'd record it for him. There's even a character in the skit named Charlie after him. So I'm impressed with the creative. Rebecca leads the pack, but many help her. They write their own original skits year after year. We don't buy canned Bible school programs. They're fine, and they're well done by many churches, but we have the added gift of creativity that writes the skits and does the programming, and it's always a wonderful experience. So pray with me as we commission all these folks in this week of serving. Lord, we thank you for our Vacation Bible School. We thank you, Lord, that we have opportunity to minister to children and this year youth, young people, as we meet with them for these five evenings beginning tonight, and as we lead them through many activities through which they hear about your kingdom and about you. It's really all about you, Lord. It's all about your kingdom. It's about these young lives being rooted and grounded in your word, in your spirit, in fellowship. We pray, Lord, for those who come from outside of our congregation, some who may have no congregation of their own, that we have an opportunity to really witness to them, and they might come to know you and even be part of your body, whether here or elsewhere. We pray for each one who's teaching, who's doing any other kind of task surrounding the many activities of this week. We ask that it will be fruitful for your glory and that you'll guide each one here as they prepare, as they carry out their responsibilities. We pray for those who'll be coming, Lord. We could have all the children come, and we will in a minute for some other message that I have for them today. But we just pray for each one that they will be there with open hearts and lives for you to touch. Bless, O Lord, this week of Bible school. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all. So we're going to have the weavers come now and introduce themselves to us. And then after that, before the greeting, children, I'm going to have you come up, and I'll have a little message for you before we go into the greeting. There's a live mic right there.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you this morning and to introduce ourselves. Thanks for that introduction already. It's a blast to the past for me, back in my college years. I don't think Steve mentioned that I think I was late to one of the sunrise services. typical college student style, right? But what
I don't remember that. I don't keep score
wrong. Yeah, very gracious. Thank you. Yeah, well, goodness, yeah, like Matt said, it's been 16 years, I guess, that I've been on the mission field, and then I met Miriam there in Germany, and we were married in 04, and we have Emma and Clara. Emma's the oldest, and Clara's the youngest. And it's a joy to serve there in Germany, and the calling that I had was to be a prayer person for Germany, and that's how I went originally, and then as an intern. And I thought, okay, God, just one year, and then I'm going to come back. And I had studied here at Millersville. I was going to continue my work for what I had graduated for. And but during that year over there, God just really, knit my heart with Germany, and Miriam came into my life. And that was two of the reasons that I stayed, and God has continued to call us to stay there and work with the church. It had been a church planting, and now it's a running church, about the size of yours. And so we enjoy church that is personable and based on the Word of God. And so we're just blessed to be serving there. Well, what I went for was to minister to Germans and especially East Germans who had, through communism, who had lost touch with church or with God. And, as the years went by, God kind of tweaked the plan and brought quite a few refugees to Germany. As you know, in 2015, there were like 1 million came. And the interesting thing was God was showing up to these people in dreams and revealing Jesus to them. Jesus came as light, a man of light. And they were looking for, who is this Jesus? And interestingly enough, it was mostly the Persian speakers who found their way to our church, and we began to translate in Persian, which is Iranian, and the Iranians speak Persian as well as Afghanis, and a few mixed groups in Turkmenistan, what was Turkmenistan, the Stans, have a few Persian speakers, and into Turkey. So it's a relatively, small group. I mean, it's probably about 80 million, I think, who speak that language. But God has been doing a revival in Iran and in the Persian-speaking areas, and we've seen that in Germany. And so time and again, the people have just had this revelation of Jesus and are coming and wanting to be baptized. And over the last, it's a year now, that we've baptized over 35 people from Muslim background who have come to Jesus. They've come to us. It wasn't like we were out pulling them. It's like God did something in their hearts, and they came to us, and they wanted to be baptized and to be part of our church. And so the 35 or more were baptized, and we doubled in size in the last year, which has been a real paradigm shift for us, from a very small church to kind of a medium size. But it's what God is doing. And we have 19 nations in our church. So we have 3 languages translated from the front or over the headsets anyway. We're bilingual. That's part of our ministry. So it's German, English. And then the other languages would be translated over the headsets. And I think it's just Persian that we translate. It had been another language, Portuguese as well. But we're going to tell some stories instead of just reporting. Bring it personal. What has God done in some people's lives? And Miriam has one of those stories.
I would like to tell you about one family, and they are from the country of Iran. And if you have ever taken notice of your map that is back there, I think it's on and it's good. Iran is one of the countries that is colored in green, which means that this book here is illegal in this country. And people who own this book, the Bible, run into problems, serious problems. They get imprisoned. They even get killed. So that's why a lot of people flee from this country of Iran and want to find freedom. So I would like to tell you about one family. The dad is Patrick, and we changed the name slightly just for security reasons too, safety reasons for those to keep them safe and protected. So this family was actually really well off. He was a business owner in Iran. They had two homes, one in the north and one in the south, and they had a driver who drove them around. His business was in the north, and at some point, Patrick had a dream. He dreamed about Jesus. And somehow, he also got a hold of this illegal book of the Bible. I forget now exactly how, but he got a hold of it, and he started reading it. And Jesus, it was probably on a black market, exactly. And he started reading this book, and Jesus spoke to him even more, and he got touched. And he gave his life to Jesus. He wanted to follow this Jesus that he read about. So he started just congregating a few men once a week or whatever, and he had a small group that he was reaching out, they were reading this book together, and they also wanted to reach other people, other co-workers, friends around them, people around them for God. So in his office, Patrick kept a stack of Bibles because his office was safe. I mean, no one else had entry there. They were just laying on his desk. And in Iran, when you see the Bibles in Iran, it doesn't say Holy Bible on there. The cover doesn't say anything. It's just a blank cover. So anyway, that's where he stored his Bibles, ready to give them out to new believers. And one night, there was a break-in in his company. So, of course, the next morning, the police showed up and wanted to get the evidence. And, of course, they happened to come in his office as well. So he tried to, of course, hide the books a little bit, put them a little bit to the side. But the police had to look through everything and make sure they don't miss anything. So they asked, so what are these books here? What is the stack of books here? What kind of books are they? So Patrick said, they're historic books. Historic books. Which is true. I mean, there's lots of history in there, right? He didn't lie. He didn't want to lie, and it was true. But then one of the police officers actually took the book, one of the books, and opened it. And Patrick had to make a decision like in a split second. If he stayed and the police officer caught on what this is, it would not end good for him, right? So he, in a split second, he decided to escape. He ran through the open window. It was probably like ground floor, I hope. And he escaped. He ran to his family. He got his family. And because he was, you know, he was a well-off person. He was well-off with his business and everything. So he bought a visa for Germany. He bought visas for his family. They have one daughter. And he bought plane tickets for his family. And as fast as they could, you know, they just got a few things together that they could grab in the run. And they went to the airport and took the next plane and fled the country. He escaped. And he came to Germany then. And here they are in Germany. They didn't have much anymore. So that's where we got to know them. They have an apartment in Halle now, and they are coming to our church. They used to go to another church before they moved to Halle. They were before in another city. And so we got to know them. And here they are. They really don't have much anymore. They're like, compared to what they had before, with a driver and two homes, now they have a tiny apartment. And they don't speak the language, or they're just, you know, they're learning the language. They're actually fairly good in it already. They're fast learners. But they had to start from totally new again. But they have Jesus, and they held on to Jesus. And that's just a huge testimony. I was able to help the family a little bit. Their daughter is in fourth grade now, entering fifth grade. And that's in Germany. It's the time when they change schools. They go to middle school, or I guess we call it even high school already. And she was about to go to just a public school, But the parents were very afraid that she would run into problems because there are lots of Syrians in Germany as well, in Halle, and they are usually Muslims. So the parents, of course, were afraid that their daughter could run into problems with the Muslims, that they would give her a hard time and harass her. So I could help them in a way that actually it opened up that she can now go to a Catholic school. I'm sure there are no Muslims there. So, the deadline for entering that Catholic school was actually long past for registering, but with God's help and just very kind people there, they let her go in yet. And yeah, it's just great to see Jesus and the Holy Spirit working in this family. And
And so that's what God has been calling us to. I pastor the church of, like I said, about 70 people. And how do we relate with these people from Muslim background? How do we, how do we get them integrated in Germany? And that's, I think, one of our ministries is finding connections, finding relationships for helping them to get integrated. And so we do things like cultural evenings where they might teach dance. At Emma's school, there was an international fest, and the one Persian couple came and taught Persian dance, and so the kids are all dancing Persian style. It was fun, and they loved it. Yeah, So that's what we're doing, and praise God that He sustains us. Thank you for your partnership in our work. We praise God that He makes it possible. It's great to connect with you guys this morning. If you have any questions, Please ask me after the service, and in the back we have newsletters. If you want to hear more about our work, you can also sign up to get the newsletter or just read some of the stories there. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, you guys. I'd like to pray for you before you go. Your other daughter, come on up. Yeah. We want to send you with our prayers. By the way, there in the back, I guess on the table or somewhere, there's some papers that describe their ministry. And in addition to what our congregation will be giving, you can do that individually if you're so led, and even get on their mailing list and get updates about what's going on in their ministry. So, Lord, we just thank you for Daryl and Miriam and their daughters. And the doors that you've opened in Germany to people of so many nations. We know, Lord, that you have come to all nations and that you're the same today, yesterday, and forever. And thank you that you're working in this committed couple and their family and their church family. Just protect them, Lord, as they minister in lands where the kind of freedom that we enjoy is not taken for granted, and with people whose lives are in danger because of their faith in the Word of God. So we are privileged to partner with the Weavers, and we commend them in your care. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. One thought I'd like to have, we have Kay and Ray here today, and Kay has had a knee operation that wasn't done accurately. There's a gap in her knee that's not supposed to be there. And Kay, can we pray for you today?
Yes,
you may. I want to have a special prayer for Kay. The doctor at first refused to do another operation on the knee, but I understand now he's reconsidering that. It's a different doctor. Okay, same office, but it's a different doctor. That she may have to undergo surgery again for the knee that was not done correctly. And then there's hip issues, if that's corrected. So, Kay, we'd like to pray for you.
Thank you.
Lord, I thank you for Kay. I thank you, Lord, that you're the great physician. And thank you, Lord, that she's so filled with faith, she and Ray, and that that they're trusting you through this ordeal. And we miss them when they're unable to be with us. And I know it wasn't easy for Kay to get here today and Ray to be part of our service. And we just pray for showers of blessing and healing in the Holy Spirit, healing at your hand through doctors, through medicine, through whatever it takes to restore Kay to good health. And thank you for the sustaining faith that gets them through many difficult days. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Now, if the children would come before the greeting, I just have a little message for you. If you want to come on up here and gather, come on up, children. Let's see. Why don't you sort of sit on the floor right over there? Okay? That's it. Turn this way so the people out here can see you and you can see them. Okay? How many of you remember last time I did this? It was on June 4th. Yes, Hannah?
I remember when you had a pan full of dirt.
I had a pan full of dirt. And remember you guys thought it might be brownies? Well, what I said that day was that we have to go beyond the basics. The basic foundation is the dirt, but we need to get some seeds and see some growth, right? Well, I brought that pan back. You saw it. Where was it? Yeah, it was sitting. Yes, Jesse. You saw it too. I took this home and I put it on a trailer out in my driveway. And I brought it back and we'll see what kind of beautiful flowers may have grown in that pan of dirt. This is the same dirt. I don't know if the worms are still there, but Well, do you see any flowers?
Weeds.
Right, they're weeds. These are weeds. You know, Jesus tells a story about wheat and tares. That's another word for weeds. And you need more than dirt. You need good seed. You need good dirt and good seed to get something beautiful, okay? So, our children's director, Mrs. Erb, knew that I had a pan full of old dirt, and I wasn't doing much with it. And so she got some good potting soil, and she got some good marigold seeds, okay? And she planted them this week. This is good potting soil. See the white things? That's fertilizer stone. And see, each one is, it doesn't look like much now, but you're each going to take one of these home today. And you can watch your marigold flower grow.
Yay!
You have to water it and make sure it gets sunshine and nurture it. See, it's already starting, some of them are starting to split. Okay, so the story is, be careful how you build. You know, Paul said that too. He said he's building on the foundation, but we all need to be careful how we build. So this was good soil with good seed, and we're going to get some beautiful flowers and not weeds. And what happens if the weeds come? You yank them out.
Yeah.
Right. So, Lord, thank you. Anything else? Who is starting? Yeah. Yes, Hadassah. What'd you say? Yeah, the worms can be damaged, or they're good for the soil, too. Yeah.
Weeds choke out the plants.
Papa, I have something.
What, Abigail?
What would the flowers look like?
Well, you have to wait and see. Okay, these are started.
I think I know what they look like.
And maybe you can see how they get after you take them home, okay?
I think I know what they look like.
So let's pray before we have our greeting. Lord, thank you for the good foundation of good soil. Thank you for good seeds and beautiful flowers and plants and vegetables and all the things when we're careful, how we plant and how we water and how you give the growth. And we look forward to seeing the beautiful flowers that come from this. And I think I'll throw that old dirt away, Lord, and all its weeds with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now everyone, take a moment, greet one another in Jesus' name.